Seven, Quebec, Oscar, Ray in Bremerton, IO.
Shannon here in Santa Cruz with an IO, please. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for doing the net. Everybody have a great weekend.
All right, Kenna, I've got your call. Thank you so much, K3NAH with an IO in Santa Cruz. All right, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Ray, let's get your call sign again, K7, and then I kind of lost it, and then we had Kenna come in. So, Ray, back to you. I've got your IO, but what's the call, please?
Yeah, it's Kilo 7, Quebec Oscar, Ray in Bremerton, IO. Thanks.
All right, Ray. Hey, thank you so much. You know, that's exactly what I wrote down, and for some reason I thought something was amiss, but apparently not. All right, well, hey, thank you very much. Good to hear you. Good to hear Ken. Let's hold there and go back to James, WQ7H.
WQ7H, I'm James. Good morning. Jack, I hope you're doing well. Michael, nice to hear you. What about a number 5 crossbar switch to, matrix multiple radios and multiple antennas? I don't know how much of an impedance bump it would present, or crosstalk. I mean, who knows? But I always love those switches. I love them. Number 5 crossbar. The Ludicus was great. It was fun being up there visiting with all them there Norwegians. We went up early and stopped off at Toby's, a fine bistro, pub. Red Parrot Ale is wonderful as always, but the highlight of the day has to be the seafood chowder at Toby's. Killer stuff. It was wonderful. It was yummy. Really a terrific day. So I could live in Coopville, easy. Get a house that overlooks the cliff, wave at Canada, talk to the Canadian repeaters, talk to Michael because, he just, talks to the Canadian repeaters. It'd be great. WQ7H, back to Jack.
Comment.
Hold for the comment there, Michael. Now, hold on a second. Yesterday you were saying, Toby's. I love Toby's. I could move in the back there in the kitchen. But you also mentioned the raw oysters at Rocky. So are those mini points that you get from Hood Canal, like basically right down the street, or what? And did you have any yesterday, James? Back to you, Michael. Hold, please.
Yes, I inhaled half a dozen oysters along with my Red Parrot Ale. Yummy. Good stuff. And then I had the chowder. WQ7H.
And the prices there, I think you mentioned the prices there at Toby's are reasonable, isn't that right?
I think so. And the more you get, the bigger the discount. There's a discount. I think you can get a dozen for, I don't know. I forget. Anyway, I did. Yes, it was all. Yeah. WQ7H.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good time with the Sons of Norway event there, and Ludicrous City and Toby's for the win. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great day, James, and go Hawks. We're gonna watch the game, and hey, we'll talk to you soon, Michael. WA7AD with a comment.
Thank you, Jack, and good morning to James. Toby's. Every time I went up to Coopville on claims, I'd stop and have mussel chowder. It was excellent. And then eventually one day, believe it or not, I had a claim. I forget what it was, whether it was in their kitchen or water loss. I can't remember what it was. But love their mussel chowder. I didn't know. Maybe I should have tried some oysters, too. I know they have good oysters out of that bay, so. Anyway, Jack, thanks for letting me make the comment. Back to you. Everybody have a safe day. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right. Mussel chowder. How about that? All right. Well, there you go. Another vote for Toby's. We'll have to find out what happened with that case later on. Maybe off air. All right. Let's see. Let's continue on. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that. WA7AD with a comment. We had Darren drop by. KM0Q with an IO. Matt is up next. Matt, great job the other night doing the 9 o'clock night. Everybody enjoyed that. KI7UEF, happy Sunday morning to you.
Feliz Pria Dia de Domingo para ti. Happy Sunday morning for you as well, Jack. Yeah, it was fun to run the net. It's nice to sub in. I'm a man of low commitment, so I don't like to have too much of a lead time between finding out about the need and filling in, and that was perfect for me. A day of, I know those opportunities don't present themselves too often, so I was happy to do it and had a good time myself. Thanks for having me. This morning, I've got some, I've got some Anaheim, some pasilla, and red pepper and onion sautéing right now. And then as soon as those are done, I'm going to pour some scrambled eggs in there for some breakfast. And we made a quick little mission. Didn't work out exactly as I wanted to, but we made a mission to Le Grand Friday. I wanted to go to the Hot Springs Hotel in Soak. I invited my friend Connor, the flight instructor, and he wanted to just drink beer instead. So I guess that's what we did. But then we made it back yesterday morning and just had kind of a chill day, took a nap, and yeah, I think I might make the solo mission. I'm just really, this time of year I like to soak in the hot springs. And there's this one that reopened about a year ago just north of Madras, Oregon. I've never been there. It's called Kanita. So I think I might go check that out today. We'll see. KI7UEF.
All right, yeah, there's nothing quite like sitting in one of those hot springs. That's a really incredible experience. Well, I haven't done that for years and years. That would be a really nice thing right about now, wouldn't it? All right, well, I hope you get a chance to do that, and thanks for coming by. Good to hear you there, Matt. Hey, any more information on a potential move? I hope I'm not spilling any beans I shouldn't, but just kind of curious if you have a second.
Oh, no new information. You know, Jack, that was quite crazy that I found that listing, and I gave you the address, and you said you used to live there. I thought, oh, I got to at least check into this place, so... That listing had a Google Forms document to fill out and answer some questions about yourself and what your intentions were there in the house and stuff, and I submitted that, and I followed up with a Facebook message to the person who had the listing posted just to kind of give a gentle little nudge, and I just said, hey, I just want to confirm that I included the correct phone number with my submission. Can you confirm this phone number? Never heard back, so maybe I'll follow up with another message and see if they have anything to say. Or maybe I could send you over there to knock on the door and we could get in touch with some people and fast track this deal. KI7UEF.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, and I'm sure once I started telling them some stories about 30 years ago when I lived in the house, I'm sure they'd let me in, and I could tell them some funny, funny stories. Yeah, we had a really great time there. That was many, many years ago. Anyway, all right, well, anyway, we'll cook up something eventually there. Matt, great to hear you. Thank you so much, and again, thanks for filling in the other night. That was awesome. All right, let's see. And enjoy those eggs. We had Rocky come in. Thank you, Rocky, with his IO. We had Ray from Bremerton come by with his IO. And we had Kenna come by from Santa Cruz, California, with Kenna's IO. Let's continue on. This is the 9 o'clock net. It's 9:26 a.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. If you'd like to join us, come ahead. Call, sign, and name.
This is Kilo 7 Alpha Lima Mike Keith in the Renton Highlands.
And by Keith, all right, I've got you on the list. More stations.
KG7WOI, right behind Keith.
Hey, John from Paulsbow. All right, thank you so much. Stand by. More stations.
W7ZJL with an IO. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, no problem, Austin. Good to hear you this morning. Thank you very much. Appreciate that with an IO, W7ZJL. Anybody else?
Kilo Juliet 7, Whiskey Quebec India, Matt in Edmonds.
All right, Matt's back in the Northwest. Stand by. Who is the station doubling with Matt, please?
Okay, 6KTE, yet another Matt.
All right, good thing we don't impose limits here on PSRG about how many Rons or Bobs or Sues we could have in here at any one time. We've got you on the list there, Matt. That's cool, two in a row, too. All right, let's stop there. Let's head back and talk to Keith in the Renton Islands, KJ7ALM. Gorgeous launch of New Glenn 2 the other day. Boy, that thing just went up, and it was gorgeous, I tell you. The landing of the main stage coming back onto the barge, perfect landing. And I tell you, it was so beautifully centered on the barge. That was just incredible. Anyway, yeah, I know you were really excited about that, and I know the whole team was jumping up and down, dancing around like lunatics. Pretty cool, Keith. How are you doing? KJ7ALM.
Well, good morning, Jack, and good morning all our PSRG friends out there in Radio Land. Yeah, we're doing good. My voice is coming back. There was a little bit of energy there in the viewing parties that took place down there in Kent. We're kind of spread out. We've got various different locations, different buildings, but we had little groups of people and big groups of people in certain locations watching the live stream footage. So they're going to have to get a little bit better quality images. And once we get the Kuiper up and running, it'll be better. I guess they changed the name from Kuiper to Amazon Leo. That's what I'm seeing in the news this morning or on social media. I think it's Amazon Leo. Maybe you already heard about that. I don't know much about it, but they're just rebranding it or what. But nonetheless, yeah, we had some high energy. I got to work on Friday with a different crew, different ship. So it was still high energy then, but then come home this weekend and seeing some of the alternative footage and images from that launch and the landing and stuff is the inspirational, more inspirational than the footage. Quick stop, yeah? But as you mentioned, yeah, watch.